Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back here to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 18 laps down. Christopher Bell's carved out a 1.6-second advantage. We need to pause 10 seconds now for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's the South Point 400. We have ran 19 laps, and Christopher Bell has led all of them. Let's check in now with Brad Gilley.
Well, Doug, I can tell you there is a very distinct theme in my section of pit road, and that's that these cars are feeling tight right now. Bubba Wallace tells crew chief Rudy Barker, I'm a 4 out of 5 tight. For Austin Cindric, he tells crew chief Brian Wilson, I'm feeling a little bit of left front chatter. The car is very tight. Same for Brad Keselowski. He tells Matt McCall, very, very tight right now. Eric Jones tells his crew chief Bayshore, no rear security. This car is way too tight. They need a pit stop. They need to loosen these cars up.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. The logo on the infield grass here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway spells out South Point 400. The general manager of that location at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa, Ryan Growney, is with us. And Ryan, I would imagine that your place has been the busiest place in Las Vegas this weekend between racing and rodeo.
It's been such a great week. It's a great week for this town, but especially for the South Point. It's probably our favorite day of the year to be here, to have that logo out there. All the fans come out and have a great time. But most importantly, my friend, I just wanted to come by and say congratulations on your final lap. Thank you for everything you've done for the Gaughan family and for the South Point over the years. And what a turnout for your party the other night. And I couldn't be more proud to call you my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Ryan. It means more than you know. The South Point gave me a really nice retirement party the other day, and we had a good time, had a great band, and it was a wonderful time. And you identify so well with the race fans here and the rodeo fans, and we feel like when we come to Vegas and stay at your place that we're staying at our home.
It is your home, and it's because the Gaughan family, they love racing. They know racers. They know the teams. So it's not, we don't just do it for the business. We want to give our guests the best time during race week because we love it just as much as the fans do.
Well, you have to when you invest in something like sponsoring a NASCAR race out here at LVMS.
Absolutely. And I have to give Las Vegas Motor Speedway a lot of credit and the Smith family. They take such good care of us, and this place just looks so amazing, and everything we want to do throughout the week, they let us. So they're between my crew and their crew and y'all, man, what a great team.
It's a pleasure to do this race, working with you, with the Gaughan family. Sally has been our liaison, has just been wonderful. We love our relationship, and thank you so much, and continued success out here. And by the way, my wife is not upset at all that there are like hundreds of really cute cowboys running around the casino.
She doesn't mind, huh?
She doesn't mind that at all.
All right. Well, you're not going to be a stranger, though, right?
No, we'll be back.
No, still your home.
She's told me we're coming back next time the rodeo shows up.
So. Damn right.
All right.
Had to have you. Thank you, sir.
Ryan Browning, he is the general manager of the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And, folks, in my mind, there is no place else you can stay, Mark Garrow, except at the South Point, especially if you're coming out here for the races.
Again, if you want to have a great place to stay where the racers stay and just such a cool crowd inside the South Point Hotel and Casino on race day weekend, they're one of us. everybody there. They're one of us. You just have a great time. Let's go down now to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, Mark, a couple updates on my end of pit road. Kyle Reddick says that he couldn't be freed up at this point in time. Michael McDowell said that he's really making the right front work too hard. He's tight going into the turns and really got a loose coming on exit. Right now, Ryan Blaney, who started at the back, has made some good progress. He said the car is a little tight in traffic. William Byron said his car is also a little tight. And the 48 car of Alex Bowman said the car is a little bit too free. Wendy Venturini.
Well, a lot of the cars, like Brad Gilley had reported, started off tight on my end of pit road, and now the track is getting a little bit more free. That's the report from Ross Chastain, who dropped from fourth to seventh. Too free for Ross Chastain. As for Joey Logano, currently running in the sixth position, he too is a little too free. He said turns three and four feel better than turns one and two. As for Kyle Busch, another one of my cars on pit road, he has a little bit skatey feeling in the right rear. Martin Truex Jr., he said his car is going down in the dumps. That's the report on my end of pit road.
All right, thanks a lot, Wendy Venturini. We have now completed 27 laps at Christopher Bell's way bye-bye to the field here in the early going. 2.5 second lead over Tyler Reddick.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. Continuing to document the progress of Ryan Blaney has come from 37th, now up to 20th. He is plus 17, also a big mover early on in the South Point 400. Chase Elliott is up 9 positions, currently running in the 9th position. C. Bell, though, continues to lead over Tyler Reddick. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, a flurry of green flag pit stops. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain in for 4 tires, Sunoco Fuel. He's been a little bit free also on pit road. The 11 of Denny Hamlin with 4 tires. Ross Chastain has to get around Zane Smith, Brad Gilley.
Brad Keselowski opened it up at lap 32. He got four tires and adjustments to free him up. Kyle Larson has come into his pit box. Austin Dillon is in. Also, we've had Daniel Suarez come in. Bubba Wallace, all four tires in Sunoco fuel. Brett McMillan, light chassis adjustment, four tires for William Byron. Michael McDowell also in. Got four tires in Sunoco fuel. Also, an air pressure adjustment for him.
Christopher Bell has not pitted yet. And again, pit stops are continuing on pit lane. This happening at 46 laps to go in stage number one, 34 laps down.
Mark, does it make you think they'll go the rest of this way without coming to pit road, or will they all dive in with three to go in stage one?
I tell you what, it just depends a lot on what's happening now with leader Christopher Bell. He, again, has not pitted, and we're keeping an eye out for him at this point. We have Doug, everybody but
Mark,
five cars
down the pit road.
Lap down. Now see Bell coming down the pit lane. All those cars that just pitted, most of them will get back on the lead lap. Bell at 45 miles per hour, making his way down the pit lane. He's going to make his stop in front of Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Steve Bell said the car is just a little bit tight in the center of the corner, so they expect him an air pressure adjustment. Tear off has gone off the front of the car. They're coming around to the left side. Good solid stop for him so far. They're putting the left side tires on. That's an 8.8-second stop. Also in Tyler Reddick. They're working on the left side of his car. He was a little bit tight. He peels out after a four-tire change. That's an Oco fuel for him. We expect Ryan Blaney in momentarily.
One of the things I noticed, Doug, in that exchange of pit stops, close call. John Hunter Nemechek nearly ran into Chase Elliott, had to slam on the brakes. He was trying to get in as Elliott was trying to get out of his pit stall.
And just before that round of pit stops started, Christopher Bell was about ready to start putting people a lap down without the benefit of any other pit stops or caution or anything else. As a matter of fact, we already have a handful of drivers scored a lap down. Chase Briscoe, Ryan Preece, you mentioned John Hunter Nemechek, Corey LaJoie, and Jimmy Johnson, all minus a lap here in the very early going. Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
Before the start of this race, James Small, the crew chief for Martin Truex Jr., told me that the tires were showing cords yesterday much sooner than they expected. It was around lap 30 that their teammates had cords showing. I just took a look at many of the tires that came off on my end of pit road. There is wear on the tires. I'm not seeing cords on this end of pit road. I do also want to add, James Small mentioned they cleaned the track very thoroughly today, and it was brought to the attention of the crew chiefs. So the track surface was wiped very clean and thoroughly today here at Las Vegas.
All right, thanks a lot, Wendy Venturini. And right now, Mark Garrow, Ryan Blaney, who started last on the field, has stayed out, and he is being shown as the leader.
Also, Cody Ware staying out late. But Blaney, again, is stretching everything at this point, his fuel mileage and his Goodyear tires. Now, as we take a look up in turns 3 and 4, will he come on to pit road this time? Yes. Blaney on the binder, slowing down to 45 miles per hour. He's about to make his first pit stop of the day. The last of the drivers to make a green flag pit stop here in the first stage of the South Point 400. Again, let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And Blaney's making his way down pit road, long trip down pit road, big bend to the left on this pit road, and here he comes. The car was a little bit tight in traffic as he's been making his way from the back of the field to the front. He comes to a stop in his pit stall. They're around to the right side, everything going smoothly in the stop so far. The tires are on, the left side tires on, filling up with Sunoco fuel. He's done a 9.8-second stop.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Mark, one of the things that Bruton Smith did after he bought the track, he moved the pit road closer to the grandstands. It used to be, it felt like it was out in the middle of the infield here. They pulled it in here. They put some more banking into the track. But the pit road is also curved. It's an ellipse. When Brett McMillan's down in pit stall one, he can't just lean over the wall and look back up the road. His event horizon's pretty close by.
It's an optical illusion for us. It looks straight, but when you get down there, you can see that it does have a slight ease off down to the left. Now, see Bell, Christopher Bell, who dominated this race early on, is going to be your leader again. Tyler Reddick remains in the second spot, but again, the gap now still 2.5 seconds.
Christopher Bell has been unchallenged in this race. He has led 38 laps today out of 42. And the only reason he didn't lead the other four is because Ryan Blaney stayed out a little bit longer and picked up some cheap real estate. We'll let these cars go around about another lap or two, and then we'll be able to give you an honest, full-field rundown after those green flag pit stops.
So, again, Christopher Bell is going to lead this race. They have now cycled through. So, Bell, your leader, by 2.5 seconds over Tyler Reddick. Alex Bowman, another 2.5 seconds back from Reddick. Five behind Bell is third. Larson, almost 8 seconds behind in the fourth spot. Joey Logano is fifth. Sixth is Chase Elliott. Seventh is Brad Keselowski. Austin Cindric, eighth. Ninth, Ross Chastain. William Byron in tenth.
Martin Truex Jr. is 11th. 12th goes to Ty Gibbs. Denny Hamlin, 13th. 14th is Chris Buescher. Daniel Suarez, 16th. Daniel Suarez, 15th. Kyle Busch, 16th. Justin Haley is 17th. 18th belongs to Michael McDowell. Noah Gregson rides 19th. 20th, Bubba Wallace.
Carson Hocevar now 21st. Ryan Blaney being scored 22nd. 23rd, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Austin Dillon, 24th. 25th, Zane Smith. 26th is going to be Eric Jones. Then it's Todd Gilliland, 27th. 28th, Josh Berry. 29th, Daniel Hemric. Harrison Burton in 30th.
31st, Ryan Preece. 32nd, John Hunter Nemechek. He's minus a lap. All these other cars are at least down a lap. Jimmy Johnson, 33rd. Corey LaJoie, 34th. 35th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Cody Ware is being scored 36th. 37th is Chase Briscoe. And that is our Hunt Brothers Pizza leaderboard. The leaderboard update presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we do love some pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app today. Let's check in with Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano, who finds himself in that round of eight after the disqualification from Alex Bowman. You tend to think every little noise that you hear in the race car or feel from the driver's seat. Joey Logano, after hitting pit road at lap 34 for four tires, fuel, and an air pressure adjustment, feels a vibration in his machine. We are monitoring the vibration that Joey Logano is reporting to the team. You never know if it's a loose wheel or if it's just something he tends to overthink, or he could have run over a piece of rubber or debris that has to clear itself of the tire.
In case you missed it, yesterday a dramatic victory for A.J. Allmendinger. Had struggled all year to win on the Xfinity Series and picked a fine time to get win number one, because it guarantees he makes the championship four with Colleague Racing. A big victory for him. And Doug, at North Wilkesboro Speedway, the Z-Max Cars Tour wound up their season. Connor Jones, Caden Honeycutt were the winners. Also, Justin Bonsignor won the Smart Modified Tour race. And the Z-Max Cars Tour, this compliments of our good buddy Kip Childress, they crowned their champions. Caden Honeycutt, the pro late model champion. The owner's champion was Spencer Davis Motorsports. The late model stock driver champion, Brendan Butterbean Queen, for owner champion Lee Pulliam. Some congratulations for a great season for the Z-Max Cars Tour.
Butterbean is remarkably popular. Was up there earlier this year, I think, when he was making an appearance maybe in the trucks. And he ran really well, and then he ran in the late model race. And folks love themselves some Butterbean. Right now, Christopher Bell's loving it here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway as he's carved out almost a three-second lead over Tyler Reddick.
Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Echo Park is the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, and they want to thank all the thousands of fans that have showed up for their Echo Park Coffee Cup Series. That's either Michael Waltrip or Kyle Petty chatting with fans in the fan zone, talking about Echo Park and treating folks to some free coffee. We appreciate everybody that's been by to visit this year. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back here to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The class of the field so far has been Christopher Bell out of 55 laps. He's been on point for 51 of them. And Mark, he picked up the low-hanging fruit, as we like to say. Now he's starting to get into the meat of the lineup just a little bit with cars that he's going to put a lap down.
He has lapped Hemric, Dillon, Smith, Stenhouse, and Jones here in the last few laps. And Doug up ahead, Carson Hocevar and Ryan Blaney. Blaney, Doug, just ran the second fastest lap that last time by. He has gone to the whip because he better get in gear, because certainly Christopher Bell would love to put him down a lap, has 24 laps still to go here in stage one.
And that's your nightmare if you're everybody else, that there's a rabbit that gets out here and just pounds you into submission right now. Nice battle going on here with Brad Keselowski, Chance Stain, and Truex Jr., Nick.
Yep, they are running through turns one and two. Brad Keselowski on the bottom, Ross Chastain. He's been moving up towards the wall. He's got Truex about a car length behind Pat. That trio heads to turn three.
Yeah, William Byron not far behind those guys either, as we watch Chastain take his car right in the middle of the racetrack as he tries to work himself ever closer to the six of Brad Keselowski.
Right behind him is Martin Truex Jr. Taking a peek to his inside was William Byron. Byron now will settle in his tire tracks in turn one.
Yeah, again, this appears to be for 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. It is Brad Keselowski leading that quartet. Three of those four cars stay to the bottom side. Truex, though, is rim riding out of turn number two.
Truex has had a pretty good car so far today. He gets right to the bumper of Chastain. Chastain's going to slide up the racetrack. Truex is going to take the low lane and try to work his way around the one.
Keselowski rides eighth. Pretty good spot on the racetrack, you say. Yes, but it's 16 seconds behind the leader. But that fight for that spot that Keselowski has, the ninth position, getting tight.
Yeah, they're entering turn number one as Christopher Bell is picking up the throttle and ripping out of turn number four. Side by side, Martin Truex Jr. and Ross Chastain stay side by side for long. Chastain clears Truex into three.
Chastain now in a hurry to get up to the top of the racetrack here in turns three and four. He'll continue to hold that line. Truex will go about three cars behind him now, all four.
Chastain up on the top of the racetrack. Keselowski moved to the right to block him. Chastain now trying to wedge himself inside of Keselowski in turn one.
Yeah, boy, Ross with a full commitment send to the bottom side in turn number one, and he is going to take that eighth position away from Brad Keselowski. Nice pass in one and two.
Right behind him, you'll see William Byron go to work on MTJ as Truex takes the middle of the racetrack. Keselowski goes and rim rides up the top side. And here comes the 24.
Best battle on the racetrack right now with 20 laps to go here in stage one. It's made up of 80 laps. Chastain got away from him, but now William Byron is going to challenge Keselowski for that ninth spot.
Yeah, he got the 10th spot away from Martin Truex Jr., but he may not keep it. Truex, his car wiggles a bit.
corner exit of turn number two. He'll stay side by side with Byron. That's the battle for the final spot in the top 10.
And they are door to door into turn three. Truex goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Once again, Byron kind of slides back now. Truex will get right there to the sixth door, driver's left.
Now he works to the inside of Brad Keselowski. By the way, the last lap, Doug, Ryan Blaney, the quickest car on the racetrack. I'm sure his crew said, look, get with it, because here comes Christopher Bell. Bell had gotten within 3 seconds of Blaney. Now it stretched out to 4 seconds as Blaney has 18 laps to go to survive on the lead lap here in stage one.
But that tells you Blaney has a pretty good ride, Mark. He's got a car that if he gets up on it, he can make it go a little bit faster. That's good news for Team Penske. Back down to pit lane. Let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Well, Doug, updates on one of the cars you're talking about as well as another in the top 10. Brad Keselowski was told after he came in and made a pit stop on lap 32.
Trouble. Got a car slam the wall over here in turns 3 and 4. Looking at that car right now as he backs it down the freeway. Down in turns 3 and 4. Still can't get it. It's Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon with a massive hit up here in turn number 3. All the other cars avoided him. He was backing his way to me. I could barely see who it was, but Dillon with a hard hit.
Austin Dillon in the Boot Barn Chevrolet brings out our first yellow of the day, and it happens on lap 63.
Last year's Retro Food City 500 was a huge success. 54 lead changes, a new record. And for 2025, we are back to the sweet spring weather of April. It's racing the way it ought to be at Bristol, baby. And now it's a triple header weekend with trucks, Xfinity, and cup races. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway, April 11 through 13, 2025. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
At times like this, there are no strangers. Communities extend a hand to those in need. Neighbors reach out to neighbors. Families draw closer together. That's who we are. We're your community, your neighbors, your family. We're the American Red Cross. Visit us today at www.redcross.org. Help us so we can help when we're needed.
Austin Dillon has gotten out of his car. He was gesturing towards another driver on the track. On the replay, it looked like he certainly had some help getting into the safer barrier. Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So pit road is going to remain closed. We'll take a quick break and come right back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Our first caution of the day for Austin Dillon. He got hard up into the wall of the apex of turns 3 and 4 in his Boot Barn Chevrolet sideline for the day. He'll be the first one to exit as he is out of this event. It's the first yellow flag, and we've got just 15 laps to go here in stage one, which was zipping by up until then, Mark.
It sure was. And again, that yellow flag great news for Ryan Blaney, Doug. And again, he had shown the speed to stay ahead of Christopher Bell. But when that yellow flag came out, there were only 22 cars left of the starting 37 on the lead lap. And there was Ryan Blaney riding in that 19th position. So good news for him. That would allow him to tighten up to the pack. And certainly no danger now of going a lap down. But he had certainly shown the speed to stay up there.
Let's go ahead and check in with our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. First up, Wendy Venturini.
One of our contenders in that round of eight, Joey Logano, still has a vibration even under this caution. He said he can't throttle hard enough, so they are not making any balance adjustments when he hits pit road. They do have sticker tires on here, but a vibration continues for him. As for Ross Chastain, his crew chief, Phil Surgeon, is talking about putting scuffed tires on his machine. So I'll be curious to hear from Brad and Brett. What is the status of some of the tires on your end of pit road, Brad Gilley?
Qualifying scuffs up on the wall for Kyle Larson. Cliff Daniels knows he could burn this set with just a short run till the end of the stage. Larson said his car was way more comfortable that run, but he knew he does not have enough for the 45 of Tyler Reddick running second and race leader Christopher Bell. Cliff Daniels said, what more can we do? Larson said, I honestly don't know right now. The car is very comfortable for me, so we'll see if they make any kind of adjustment. Brett McMillan.
Well, Ty Gibbs was reporting throughout this entire run that the car has just been super, super tight, so they may be coming in this time to see what they can do about that. Meanwhile, William Byron has been very upset. He said that car is tight. He'd like some help. They probably are going to come in here. The signboard is out. They have sticker tires on the wall at this point in time, so we'll see if that's what they stick with. And also, Michael McDowell said his car has been really tight. They're talking about doing some major work in the rear end of that car as far as chassis adjustments go and air pressure to try to get that car better.
Pit road is open. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano and the 22 team hope that this was just a bad set of tires as the vibration continues for Joey Logano. It is going to be sticker tires for the 22 team. While further down pit road for Ross Chastain, Phil Surgeon decides to put his qualifying scuff tires, and it's four for him, Brad Gilley.
Chase Elliott running fifth. He comes in. It's going to be a four-tire change for him. No chassis adjustment. Meanwhile, Kyle Larson comes in. Four tires in Sunoco. Lightning fast pit stop. No change.
Four-tire change for Christopher Bell. It was sticker tires for him. Also in Ryan Blaney. They're making it a four-tire change for him. Tyler Reddick also in, and they're finishing up, and he is gone.
So it's Truex, Byron, Keselowski, Buescher, Tyler Reddick, the first five off the pit lane, followed by Hamlin, Bell, Larson, and Bowman.
And those first four only took on two, so there's a little bit of discrepancy there about how that group came back onto the racetrack.
And Doug, again, we heard a lot of teams putting on scuff tires. They have nine sets for this race. Their qualifying set, eight others, so they'll have to be judicious about the Goodyear tires as they put them on throughout the afternoon. Speaking of which, I want to thank the folks at Goodyear. They came up, presented Doug with a very special picture today.
They gave me a picture, and it's of the Goodyear blimp, and on the side of the blimp it says, thanks so much, Doug, you know, as if the blimp was flying over a speedway somewhere. It's really nice. It's very thoughtful of Greg Stucker and, of course, all the folks at Goodyear, and it's been a pleasure to work with those people. It was really quite nice of them. Yesterday, special thanks to Team Penske. All three of their drivers came out, and Austin Cindric, and, of course, Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano. They presented me with my own Team Penske Pennzoil jersey with Rice on the back and a framed photo that has a picture, the winning car picture from every race that you and I mostly called that a Penske car won. It's a lot of them, Mark. It's 63. 63 races that you and I have been on that Penske cars have won.
And that was how big a picture?
I mean, a big picture.
It's got to be a big picture. Yeah.
It is a big picture. It's a collage, and it was really very thoughtful of them to present that. It's been a fun week out here in Las Vegas. And right now, hoping this tightens up a little bit, it's 68 different wins, Mark. 68 Penske wins that we've called. One of them was the race I worked at Indianapolis Motor Speedway when I did the 500 and Juan Pablo Montoya won.
Doug, one of the neat things about the career you and I have had are the car owners that we've got to deal with over the years. Roger Penske, Rick Hendrick, Joe Gibbs, Richard Penske, you name it.
It's been really special. Yeah. Let's check in now with Brad Gilley.
Doug, already seeing a little bit of strategy here. Remember, we only have about 12 laps left to go until the end of stage number one. Matt McCall made a strategy call for Brad Keselowski.
right side tires only. And what a great time to be able to do it just with this short run to see how effective they are. Wendy Venturini.
Some of the guys on this end of pit road also taking two tires, two of them Joe Gibbs Racing teammates, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. They both took right side tires, and it was stickers for Martin Truex Jr.
Thanks a lot, Wendy Venturini. Quick story about Roger Penske. During the COVID year, everything was very casual. There were no people at the racetrack. I mean, very, very few people except for the minimal amount of team members and folks. And so it was casual Sunday every Sunday. I mean, I wore shorts literally to every race. I mean, it was kind of relaxing except when we went and did the Brickyard. And I thought, I'm not going to be standing shorts in the booth at Indy and Roger Penske walk in and go, what are you doing in my place?
Yeah.
I put on slacks for that one.
Yeah. Roger Penske, they're pretty.
He's a buttoned up dude.
Yeah. Black pants, white shirt. We're ready to run.
Button down collars. Let's give you the top 10 here as we're going to have a little dash to the end of stage one. It's Martin Truex Jr. and William Byron, Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin make the third row. The fourth row, Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson. And rounding out the top 10, Alex Bowman and Kyle Busch. All of the playoff drivers are inside the top 20. Now, Blaney is 20th, but everybody else is up. Nick Yeoman.
Guys, I don't think we're going to go green because we have a right front tire that is now rolling below the apron here in turn number two, and the car it came from was Legacy Motor Club's Eric Jones, so he's below the apron, missing a right front tire. The AMR safety crew is going to pick that tire up, but last I checked, these things run a little bit better with four tires than three.
Very observant of you, Nick. Thanks for picking that up. And indeed, NASCAR has put back out the yellow flag again, so that'll postpone the start of this race for at least another lap.
So race cars are not supposed to be tripods?
Apparently not.
Okay.
No tricycle division here today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Nice crowd on hand. Gorgeous day. It has been maybe the best Vegas weather in all the time that we've been coming out here. I think today's the 34th NASCAR Cup Series race, but it's perfect.
Doug, 2 weeks in a row. I mean, the weather last week on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, kind of like this, mid-70s. I mean, this is the most comfortable weather you can imagine to watch a race.
So we're here right now. It had been a Christopher Bell benefit, but he took on four tires last time. Some of the other cars elected to only go with two, and I think Mark's part of the thinking there is let's jump out and get some stage points here at the end of stage one. If we only take two, maybe we can hold a little bit of that track position and buy a few points.
And Doug, they certainly are glad to see a few more laps run off with that problem for Eric Jones. We're at 10, and the next time by will be 9 to go here in stage number one. Still a long way to go in the South Point 400.
And we got a lot of the championship hopefuls inside the top 10. Martin Truex, or rather William Byron, is second. Fifth is Reddick. Hamlin is sixth. Seventh is Bell. Eighth is Larson. Joey Logano just outside there in 11th. And 12th is Chase Elliott. Now, all of those cars are trying to win a championship, and the vast majority of them still have a boxer shot here, Mark.
They certainly do, and you talked about Blaney trying to drive into the top 20 before the end of stage one. That's exactly what he's done.
Toyota pace car dives onto pit road, and the field enters the Geico restart zone here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway as we resume action in the South Point 400. Down on the inside, it's Martin Truex Jr. getting the jump to his outside, William Byron.
Yeah, got some new players at the front. It'll be Martin Truex Jr., the veteran, leading the field into turn number one. Boy, Denny Hamlin had issues middle of the racetrack. He's going to get swallowed up by Kyle Larson, but it's Truex leading the field on the backstretch.
Yes, Hamlin having some real problems as he fades back there. Up front, though, MTJ in charge and leads them off of four.
There's going to be eight laps left here in stage number one. Truex, your leader. Christopher Bell now on the move. He goes around Chris Buescher, now sets his sights on Tyler Reddick.
Yep, that gives him the fifth position. He'll watch Tyler Reddick go to the top side to try to get around Brad Keselowski. He'll run that second groove. Brad is married to the bottom. It's Reddick on the outside. He'll fall back in line at a two.
Christopher Bell being tagged there by the 17 of Chris Buescher. Meanwhile, up front, once again, Martin Truex Jr. with about a five-car lead off of William Byron on four.
Where it gets really gnarly here is back behind William Byron. Joey Logano was in a fierce fight. We've got Kyle Busch up there. He's trying to keep Kyle Larson behind him. Larson wants that extra point if he can get around him.
Yeah, there were some major stack-ups on the restart. Larson was one that had to jump to the top side of the racetrack. He'll get around Kyle Busch and clear him out of two.
Boy, Tyler Reddick is on the move and wants the lead. He'll go to the top side of the racetrack here, make that the middle of the racetrack, trying to get up there and battle with Martin Truex Jr.
Truex now tries to go up the racetrack to block Reddick. He doesn't get there in time. Reddick will swing around him on the outside as they head to one.
It's a Toyota drag race into turn number one. Truex on the bottom. Reddick drives it in super deep on the outside, and he's able to keep that speed up, carry that momentum out of turn number two. New race leader, Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick's got that lead. The battle for third now shapes up. Christopher Bell getting it done. William Byron midway through three and four. Move Bell up now to the third spot off four.
Bell can take that Toyota any place he wants on the racetrack. Five laps to go here in stage one. Go back to the back of the top ten. Kyle Larson and Ty Gibbs are tied up in a nice battle. This is going to be a fight for eight.
It is eight. Kyle Larson wants it on the bottom. Ty Gibbs, the driver who won a couple of Xfinity Series races in 2022, he's going to fight back on the top. They'll fight side by side on the back stretch.
And Gibbs got a great run off of the hill there out of turn two all the way over here into turns three and four.
There's four laps left in stage number one. Ryan Blaney a moment ago taking it three wide, Exeter turn four, went down the middle, got bounced around, but he made the pass on Bubba Wallace. Blaney now up to 17.
Battle for the second position. Christopher Bell digging hard right along the apron, trying to get around his teammate Martin Truex Jr. Can't get it done out of turn two.
Half a car length back. That's all Bell's got on Martin Truex Jr. riding in that second spot. Out in front, Tyler Reddick, no pressure. Here comes Bell to the top side of the racetrack, trying to get up to that second spot.
Three laps to go here in stage one. It looks like a lock for Tyler Reddick, but there's some battles going on inside the top ten. The best one is Bell working on the rear deck lid of Martin Truex Jr.
Again, Christopher Bell has dominated most of this first stage. Shouldn't count out Tyler Reddick. He was able to keep pace as well. Bell, though, having a hard time getting around Martin Truex Jr.
Tyler Reddick had to chase Christopher Bell up until that caution flag. Right now, he's got him in the rearview mirror nicely as he holds on to that third spot. That's Christopher Bell.
Two laps left in stage number one. Reddick with a big lead over Martin Truex Jr. He's hounded by Bell. Keselowski now getting some pressure from Chris Buescher and Ty Gibbs.
And William Byron sits comfortably in between those two packs, sitting in the fourth position out that windshield. They'll see those Toyotas go side by side. Christopher Bell digging hard on the bottom.
Oh, he's door to door now. Christopher Bell is trying to make this pass on Martin Truex Jr. He'll get it done this time. Slides up into that second spot. Now going after the leader.
Bell just looks so smooth. He's not going to catch Reddick here on the last lap of stage one. Denny Hamlin got a terrible restart here with just a handful of laps to go, and he dropped back out of the top ten. That can cost him a good chance here to pick up a point here as we got one lap to go when they come back the next time by. It's Tyler Reddick out in front, Pat.
Yeah, Reddick, no problem whatsoever. Cruises into turn number three now. Get back up on the gas, and he'll take the 45 right off of four to see that green and white checkered flag.
Tyler Reddick, home free, is going to win stage number one in the South Point 400, his fifth stage win in 2024. Christopher Bell will wind up in the second spot. Martin Truex Jr. is going to finish third. William Byron, fourth, and fifth in stage number one, Brad Keselowski. Ty Gibbs was sixth, seventh Chris Buescher, Joey Logano eighth, ninth was Austin Cindric, and the last driver to score a point here in stage number one, Kyle Larson.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water. Please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
One in four vehicles will need a battery this year. Don't wait until it's too late to replace yours. Test your battery today and stop by your nearest NAPA for a full range of long-lasting, high-performance replacements. So for the second week in a row, Tyler Reddick has won the opening stage here on the NASCAR Cup Series. It looks like pit road is going to remain closed, so we're going to give it back to our local stations. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Speedway, stage number one in the books for the South Point 400. Big news for Tyler Reddick. Again, he gets the stage win, gets 10 points on top of that. Christopher Bell getting 9 points. Playoff driver William Byron got 7. Joey Logano got 3 points. Also playoff driver Kyle Larson getting 1.
And Mark, I know we made mention of it there at the tail end. Denny Hamlin, 0. It was because he got a terrible restart. He fell back through the pack. He was running, I think, right at 6th and then disappeared out of it when never able to recover. Pit road is going to be open. It looks like all of the lead lap cars are going to come in and get a drink. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr. was one of the cars that took two tires the last time on pit road at lap 64. It's going to be 4 tires and Sunoco fuel. He was a little bit loose on that run, hopping on the left rear through the bumps. Joey Logano with a fast two-tire stop. They're setting up for the long runs, Brad Gilley.
Kyle Larson says he needs overall grip, still happy with the balance of his car. Teammate Chase Elliott, they make a strategy call here. Two-tire change, says his car was tighter on that run. Brett McMillan.
Four-tire change for Christopher Bell. A chassis adjustment on the left side for William Byron. Four-tire change this time. He got two a time ago. Four-tire change for Ryan Blaney. He wanted that car loosened up just a bit.
So Gibbs, Elliott, Bowman, Logano, the first off of pit road with two tires, then four for Bell, Truex, Reddick, Keselowski, Buescher, and Byron. They were the first 10 cars off the pit lane.
And Denny Hamlin, who we just talked about, elected to stay out. He did not pit this last time by.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear, and recently partnering with the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, becoming the official outdoor gear provider for our heroes. It's more than the great outdoors. It's about honoring those that protect it. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com and do it today. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durant area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Pit stops here at the end of stage one. A costly mistake for the pit crew of Bubba Wallace. They actually did not get the left front tight. The wheel stayed on his car, but he had to come back down pit road, get it tightened up. When he did, Booty Barker made some changes to the car, both with a chassis and an air pressure adjustment. But right now, 35 cars are on the lead lap. He's going to have to go to the back of all of them.
Mark, that kind of sums up Bubba Wallace's season in a nutshell. I thought they would make the next step forward. They made the playoffs last year, got out of the first round. This year, from the jump, they have not shown a lot of promise, and they have shown no forward movement on that team.
Doug, and when they have had speed, it seems like they have been mortally wounded on pit road during the races. They just seem to, at times, shoot themselves in the foot just a bit. They're going to have to clean that up next season. They have had speed at times, but they got to clean it up.
But it's wasted if you can't execute the pit stops and execute the race plan.
It absolutely is. Let's give you a full field rundown now, brought to you by Cheddar's. Brought to you by, again, Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, your place for American classics like slow-smoked baby back ribs, grilled salmon, and country fried chicken at prices that just make you smile.
And if there is a Cheddar's near the racetrack, there's a very good chance you'll see the PRN crew hanging out there. And no, we don't get to eat for free. Would be nice, though.
Yeah, it would.
Because we're media people.
We're good tippers.
And we'll take, especially on free stuff. Yeah. All right, let's give you the full field. Denny Hamlin's the race leader. He did not come to pit road this time. Ty Gibbs is second. Third is Chase Elliott. Alex Bowman, fourth. Fifth, Joey Logano. Sixth to Christopher Bell. Martin Truex Jr., seventh. Eighth, Tyler Reddick. Keselowski is ninth. And tenth is Buescher.
William Byron, 11th. 12th is going to be Kyle Larson. And now we've had some cars here switch off. So Larson, with some cars going on to pit lane. Larson is one of those cars making a pit stop right now. Let's get down to Brad Gilley.
Kyle Larson has a piece of aluminum stuck in the left front, right underneath the headlight on the nose of his car, and it was just simply sticking out. Was definitely going to cause some aero disturbance. Cliff Daniels brought him back in, and again, with so many cars on the lead lap, this is going to be costly for Kyle Larson.
So, again, Larson has kind of messed up the electronic timing by getting down pit road and crossing the line ahead of where he was. So right now, we're going to go to Pat Patterson, and Pat is going to give us the Cheddar Scratch Kitchen leaderboard update.
Well, the way it looks right now, as far as the guys that are out front, Denny Hamlin's going to restart this thing on the inside with Tyler Reddick on the outside. Row number two, it'll be Alex Bowman lining up against Chase Elliott in row two. There's Joey Logano and Christopher Bell in row number three. Row four, Tyler Reddick, MTJ. That makes up the first four rows. Keselowski is back there right alongside his teammate. That's the way we're going to restart here. The Las Vegas fans and faithful are on their feet, and we are ready to get back.
Time now for stage two, brought to you by Cheddar's, as the field enters the Geico restart zone. Up front, it's going to be Denny Hamlin and Ty Gibbs. Hamlin with a little bit of a jump. That bottom lane is always a little quicker. Hamlin, though, now gets tied up by Ty Gibbs as they run side by side.
Yeah, the car that got sleeping was Alex Bowman. He's going to get swamped as Joey Logano goes to his inside. Boy, they're going four wide for the fifth position. Martin Truex Jr. is going to get it, but Pat, the lead, far from decided into turn three.
Joey Logano, man, has got his foot through the floorboard. He's going to drive his way all the way up to the second spot and battle right now with Chase Elliott.
Christopher Bell, high, wide, and handsome on the outside, making some big moves. Now he drops to the inside, passes Bowman and Kozlowski and Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, this racetrack is wide. Tyler Reddick making it even wider as he's watching Christopher Bell roll the middle of the racetrack, running in that big position. Reddick slots up at six out of turn two.
Ty Gibbs had got him out front by about five car lengths. Three wide now for the third spot. Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, and Chase Elliott. They sort that out as they race all four.
C. Bell down on the bottom of the racetrack. We got problems along the front stretch. Brad Keselowski is spinning through the grass. Tyler Reddick, right barrel rolls down the front stretch. The car flips over a couple of times. Chase Elliott is also in the grass. That is going to be the third yellow of the day here at Vegas. Reddick's car did a complete flip, and it came back on all four tires.
Austin Cindric also involved in Doug as Brad Keselowski came up the racetrack. Let's get an eyeball on Ryan Blaney's car. Blaney was trying to squeeze up against the safer barrier and sneak his way by Keselowski. I'm not sure he got hit. If he got hit, it wasn't by much. And again, a spectacular crash at the exit of turn four, Doug. Chase Elliott on the outside, Reddick in the middle of a three wide. They touched, bounced off each other and the wall, and then it was on.
And Tyler Reddick just took the car straight down to pit lane here because he's got the most favored pit stall. Let's check in now with Brad Gilley.
Brad Keselowski's on pit road right now. Extensive right side damage on that car. In fact, they're calling for a little bit of help on that side. They have it jacked up. Chase Elliott's not come in yet, but he's talking to Alan Gustafson, his crew chief, and said he got hit on the right front, and he also thinks the bottom of his car is bad, the underbelly. Alan Gustafson said, no, it's not. Chase Elliott said, yes, it is. He'll be coming down. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick came into his pit stall. They've taken a look at it. They lost the brake pedal. The left front tire is all wonky. They said everything's broken inside there. They said, we're done. They're putting the left front tire back on so they can try to get it back to the garage area. But you can imagine how discouraged this team is. Had a great car. Just won the first stage. And they are just absolutely discouraged as Tyler Reddick is headed back to the garage area, done for the day. Brad Gilley.
Austin Cindric coming in. I can't see the right side of his car, but it definitely has some damage. He went backwards because the roof flap's deployed and the diffuser flap is down. That's Brad Keselowski driving by me right now. His car is going to the garage. Chase Elliott, boy, there's a lot going on here. Alan Gustafson was yelling at the team, scuff tires. They want to send him out on that. They did look underneath his car. They're finishing just a two-tire stop, and they're going to send Chase Elliott back down, but he is going to have to come back down pit road.
Doug, it was three wide out of turn number four. Tyler Reddick trying to squeeze up against the wall and around Chase Elliott, who was caught in the middle. Not sure Elliott knew he was there. They made some slight contact, slammed into the safer barrier. Now, yesterday, I saw you studying your physics terms, and I believe this would be a good time to bring that up.
Yes, it would be. Imperpendibility means that two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Impenetrability is the term. It's a law of physics. It says two things cannot exist in one place. That was a great example of that. They couldn't be in the same place at the same time. There was also some dynamics at play here when Tyler Reddick flipped, Mark. He got into the infield grass right there on the South Point logo, and the car kind of dug in, and it was a kind of a slow barrel roll. It was only one. We only saw the undercarriage of the car one time, and then it came back up on all four wheels, and he was able to limp down to his pit stall. From what we heard there from Brett McMillan, sounds like they're done for the day.
Man, you talk about penthouse to outhouse. Reddick wins stage one, and now he is out. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And Ryan Blaney's also come to a stop in his pit stall. They've taken the right front tire off, and they're absolutely just standing here looking at the car. NASCAR officials are also looking at the right side as well. They're looking up inside the right front wheel well. I can't hear what they're talking about. They're talking on the internal communication. They're putting that right front tire back on. But at this point, they're having discussions around the team, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I can't see the right side of the car, obviously, but they're now they're coming around. They're going to take off the left rear tire. They have not jacked up the left side top car yet, so we'll see exactly what's going on with this car as they're having discussions looking at the right side of Ryan Blaney's car. We are on a text message service courtesy of Team Penske, and they basically said it looks like the right toe link is gone on that
Ryan Blaney machine.
Again, as Keselowski came up the racetrack, Ryan was digging hard on the outside to try to sneak by, and it looked to me like they had made slight contact. So it looks like what happened, Doug, is that Keselowski hit him on the driver's side, but that put the right rear of the car up hard against the barrier and broke that toe link.
Well, this is going to have a huge impact on championship hopes here, Mark. You've got Tyler Reddick. He's done. Looks like Ryan Blaney is not done, but they're going to be able to limp around. They're not going to be carrying any speed today. So this is very impactful. And Brad Keselowski's done for the day because he had to take the car behind the garage wall after a wreck.
I guess the only saving grace, if you will, or the only sliver of silver lining for the Tyler Reddick team is they won the opening stage, got 10 points, and you don't know how this thing is going to play out in the round of eight.
No, you don't. And, you know, we don't call this track a wild card track. That's Talladega, Atlanta, Daytona.
Roval.
But I do insist every racetrack is a wild card track. That right there, big crash, car barrel rolling down the infield grass at Las Vegas, not what you expect. But for those guys involved in that crash, that's as wild card as it gets.
Oh, no question about it. And now we see a car being waved around. The free pass is going to go to Eric Jones, who lost a tire here, and they had slapped it back on. Now we see a few cars coming down the pit lane. Daniel Suarez is among the cars that is going to be in that group. And we also see Ryan Blaney coming back down the pit lane. Michael McDowell in this group, along with Shane Van Gisbergen as well. We'll take a quick break and come back for more of the South Point 400.
Hello, I'm Kate Levy. When I was just 10 years old, I lost my father, Joe, in the 9/11 attacks at the World Trade Center. He was a lieutenant in the New York City Fire Department. For 9/11 this year, now a National Day of Service, I'll be doing what my dad loved to do, helping others in need. Please join me by doing your own good deed that day. Visit 911day.org to learn more.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We're not even 100 laps into the South Point 400. It's already had a huge